Let's call to order the Improvements Committee for February 7th. Are there any comments from the public at this time? Seeing none, let's move on to the monthly update. Travis?
Thank you, sir. Good morning. So I'll start off my report with our SB 170 projects. The water treatment plant, sodium hypochlorite conversion, the 100% design is expected to be completed in early spring. And then once that's done, it will be reviewed and we'll move forward from there. The recycled water disinfection project, Dewberry has provided a preliminary report to the district, and we will be reviewing it and providing comments back to Dewberry. The Granley's improvements, the district engineer has been awarded the design contract and will be submitting project schedule at a kickoff meeting scheduled for February 9th. There is histories on all of these for anybody that wants to read or for to go back on. For the storm cleanup, staff has continued with the repair and cleanup of the district facilities from the previous storms. TNT was contracted to help and clean up a drainage ditch behind Lake 11 that was completely blocked with debris from the flood. It was so packed in there that the water was actually running onto the golf course and back into Lake 11. So they did a really good job in 2 days of cleaning that up. Tree Tech has been out several times working on removing down trees around the district. They'll also be out here the last 2 weeks of this month to do the trees that are out front here. Let's see. Land Graphics Fencing did our fence repair. We had some broken fence around the water plant, around Rio Oso Tank, and also out here around the wastewater plant. And they came out and did a really good job on fixing that up. Damage to the forebay and the CIA ditch are under review at this time. The forebay, we've got cleaned out at this point. We're actually going to turn the pumps on tomorrow to start pumping again. So we're just waiting for the water to clear up from this last little storm. But we should be able to pump with no problems. We're going to be checking that out tomorrow. Water plant one continues to be down for maintenance. I'm looking at hopefully turning that on first week of next month so we can start maintenance on plant two. Adkin Mattis is on site yesterday, today, and tomorrow reviewing the district and the data for the kickoff meeting that's going to be on the 8th for the integrated water master plan. The sewer, the wastewater facility is down. The district, we've sent out an RFP. We're getting bids for a CIP project, an approved CIP project for the drying bed pump station. Once we have that through, we'll be bringing that through the improvements committee for approval. Lift station rehabs. A project kickoff meeting will be held with the district engineer on Thursday. Myself and Michael will be meeting with them to go over that. The Lake 11 project, so that's still in process of being done. They did fill the sinkhole that was around the new manhole with AB, so that part's done. They are still looking at getting the drainage top fencing put on it for safety. They thought they had a way of getting it done, didn't have the parts, so they brought it back. So they're waiting for the parts to get that done. So hopefully here within the next couple of weeks is what I'm told that should be completed. Site development update for Riverview. Workers are working on finishing the manholes and the drainage, and they've also just recently they did a walkthrough with our inspectors and created a punch list, and they're actually working on that, getting that done. They're actually requesting that we go back through and on that punch list here within the next couple of days. In the retreats, the contractors are working on some punch list items from the inspection that we had, and that is ongoing at this time. Circle K and Shell, the contractor is working on getting their fire service installation approved, and they are still working on the construction of the Circle K building. Tractor Supply is just finishing up all the little menial stuff that they've got done. They're hoping to open up here within the next couple of weeks. And the pet hospital. So there's been a little bit of issue with the pet hospital about the water line and where they wanted to put the retaining wall. So our engineer has gotten with their engineer, and their engineer is going to be drawing up some plans to move the water line. They will be, once they have those plans drawn up, they will be sending them to our engineer for approval, and then to the district here so we can review those, because the water line's gonna have to actually be moved. And so we are, I've got a drawing up from Ron to go over with Michael, because we're actually going to be having to close down part of that system. Normally there's two pipes that feed that system. We're going to be actually taking it down to one. It should not create an issue, but once they put the new pipe in, it's going to have to be disinfected, sampled and everything. So you're looking at being down for a couple of days. So we are in the process of reviewing that at this time.
So that's the water line was not in the easement. Is that what the problem was?
Yeah. So Michael can explain that one a little bit better.
Yeah, but it would have been in the original easement, and then someone moved the easement and didn't update where the pipe was supposed to go. So that's my understanding of it. So it's going to be placed back in the new easement, from my understanding. And I don't know the history of that. I just know that it's going to be right again.
Any questions about anything? That kind of wraps up my report for right now.
So the base rock that Lund put around the intake structure, they had done it once and it washed out, and they had to redo it. Is that
no? What had washed out was when they initially put in the new manhole, they had just filled it back in with dirt. Apparently it wasn't compacted well enough.
Right.
And so when the flood came, it washed it out. So this time they filled that hole with AB rock.
So they took responsibility.
So they did.
Got it.
Travis, I have a question. I know we're going to meet with Joe Thursday, about the various projects and timelines that he's going to be doing for us. I think he's going to have the report for the CIA ditch completed by that time, I believe. Have you heard anything?
I have not heard anything. I was going to talk to him about that, because we need to get an idea of what he thinks is going to be needed, because at some point the ranchers are going to start wanting water.
That's my assumption. It'll be complete.
Yeah.
At that time, we'll schedule a meeting with CIA and come up with a strategy on the repair of that.
Right.
Okay.
The clearing by TNT, how did that come about? I didn't even know they had the ability to do that type of work. Were they just available?
Well, no. So Ron came to me with the problem, and Josh has done work with us before, and I had contacted Josh because he lives close by there, and he said he would go over there and take a look to see if there was something he was able to do. And he called me back and says, yeah, a couple of days with an excavator, I can have a two-man staff out there. So he got an excavator and a dump truck, and we let him dump the stuff back here. And they were, either he has an excavator in his arsenal, or he went and got one.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, it was a reasonable time and materials.
Yeah, it was just done on a time and materials, and he actually quoted us for like 4 or 5 days, and he was done in a day and a half.
So the we're tracking our costs to do all this work, yeah. and we're going to try and get reimbursed through FEMA.
Yeah, there's a possibility of a 75% reimbursement if everything goes right.
Very good.
Are you still submitting information, or are you waiting on them, or what's this?
Well, I'm waiting to get all of our invoices in and everything, and sit down and fill out the... There's two forms. There's the initial form that I submitted OES with kind of a wide range estimate of what I think the cost might be. You kind of get that, you get your place in line, and then you submit the actual larger application packed with all the incremental costs that you can have some kind of an invoice for, some kind of tracking.
On the CIA ditch, what do you expect that we have to do to that ditch?
I think we're building a significant portion of the ditch.
Clean it or rebuild it?
Clean and rebuild. There's some parts where there's no ditch anymore. It's just flat sand.
So you're not running, there's no water going down it?
No.
You got it blocked off?
I think it's just by virtue of the extent of the damage. There's some places that don't have a ditch. There's no ditch, especially by the forebay.
Yeah. About the first 600 yards from the end of the forebay through the ditch is just completely gone. It's been filled with dirt. The first part that's from the forebay to the weir, we can kind of get that cleaned out because it's got the wall, but you're going to have to redefine the other side of it because it's the definition of the ditch itself is gone. Once you get past the weir up to past where the beach area that the people, that beach is gone. It's not there anymore. And probably about another 100 yards after that to where there is another waterway that goes through it, that walkover part is destroyed too. So they're going to have to, in my opinion, redefine the actual ditch and dig everything out. There are some parts that are concreted, and those will be easy to
restore.
To restore. It's just the other parts are going to have to be looked at and defined and marked for where to dig.
Is there a typical section somewhere in a plan, or is this, or do we just wing it when we rebuild this thing?
There is. I don't know if there is a up close plan. I know we do have drawings that define the ditch, but not like up close. So Mr. Sullivan might know a little bit more about that, but. The only thing that I've seen is like you get like an upper view of the area, and it gives a definition of the ditch.
We'll look to see if there's some original plans, something to go off. But it's pretty simple. It's a pretty simple ditch. Basically, we just kind of keep the grade, and then just build up the sides of the ditch.
Build up the sides of the ditch with native material.
With native material, that's a decision, that we'll have to make. I'm not sure. I have to look to see if FEMA going to pay for Cadillac, or are they going to pay for restoring what was there?
Who decides?
I mean, we could probably decide and then build it and say, okay, well, you get 75% of this, or they, I have to find out, because I'd hate for us to invest more in it than they might actually reimburse.
Yeah, that's where I was going with
it. Yeah, right. Is it a chance to get a Cadillac, or should we just move on with what was there?
Yeah. Okay, so just one last thing, Travis. The we're going to turn the pumps on. Is this for a test, or do we... I know last meeting we said that the lakes were full.
Well, what we're doing is, for one, we're going to turn them on to make sure that there's no issues. But what I also am thinking, because Calero and Chesbro still need some water. We weren't 100% full. And I want to grab it while it's there, because my crystal ball broke last year. And I couldn't figure out when the water was coming. So I figured I'll take it now while I can. And then once we get to the spillway, it will just stop pumping until we're able to put the boards in mid-April. And then we'll start pumping again. Best thing to do is take it now while we can. Sure. I can just be a little bit more picky on waiting for the turbidity to go down. That's kind of my thought process on that.
Very good. Any more questions?
No.
Okay, well, let's move on to discuss the sediment basin contract with TNT.
So we had an approved CIP project to rehab water treatment plant 2, Sed Basin 2. We did Sed Basin 1 several years ago. The district has purchased all of the items for the said flights and also for the bearings for the sprockets. The sprockets that move the chains are all water lubed. Are all water lubed, and we are replacing those. Those haven't been replaced, ever. Probably we replaced the bearings in the other said basin maybe 8 years ago. So it was decided, because we needed to do the chain flights before they break, that we would just do the whole shebang. So we purchased everything last year, and now that we have the approved CIP, we set out an RFP for the job. TNT bid on the project. They actually did the last, they did the Sed Basin 1, so they kind of knew what was going on. The project came in at $39,874, which, as my understanding, is under the approval amount for the general manager for a CIP. General manager had asked me to bring this to the improvements committee to make you aware of the project and to get your blessing to move forward.
Travis, I don't have it in front of me. Do you happen to know what this price is in comparison to what we budgeted?
Yeah, we budgeted if I remember correctly, we budgeted $60,000 for this job, all total. And with this, I would have to get, now the budget that we had, that we made, we made the budget after we had purchased the other thing. So the budget that we had put together was just for installation.
We pre-purchased these materials?
We had purchased these materials before we had even made this a CIP, because the original thought was we were going to do it in-house. But with Sed Basin 2, we're going to need larger equipment to be able to reach out. It just made sense to outsource it.
Yeah, we're not mechanical construction experts.
Yeah, so we had, based on a conversation with you and me, we decided to outsource this and make this a CIP project.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah.
Can we do this with just one bid?
Yeah.
That's all we received.
So we put it out for advertisement.
For RFP.
Went through the whole thing.
Yep.
This is the one we got.
True.
Seems like that's the way it's been going lately. I think I'm in the wrong business. I should be doing something where there's only one bidder on
project. I'm sure that we're probably paying too much and not getting the best pricing, but it is what it is.
Well,
if there's only one bidder, there's only one bidder.
Can I make a comment on that? So M3 Construction, they called me on it, and they would have been more than happy to put in a bid, but they are busy over the next couple of months. So he sent me an email saying thank you for asking, but not at this time. And just so you're aware, this cost here was actually cheaper than what the cost was to do said Basin 1.
Okay.
Josh gave us a really good bid. I honestly thought we were going to go over the $60,000 that was budgeted, I'm very happy with what he sent to us.
I'm not familiar with the limit for CIP projects. What is the limit for CIP projects?
It's $50,000, right?
Yes, it's $50,000. The general manager has the authority to move forward without port approval.
For an approved project?
Correct.
Seems reasonable to go ahead. Is there any timing issues on it?
Yes, actually there is. We now have said basin cleaned and ready to go. Right now, we are running just on one said basin on the plant. And so the amount of water that is wasted, if we have to fill that up and then drain it again, you're looking at wasting a couple hundred thousand gallons of water. And so my goal is, since we have that already drained and cleaned, is I'd like to get started on the project without having to fill that up again, because then you have to drain it, clean it.
I was worried about the contractor being able to meet your timeline.
I've spoken with Josh, and I let him know that I was bringing this to the committee. And because initially we were going to, we had it scheduled for March. Josh just said let him know when it's been approved. The last time they did this work, they were here for about a week. So I'm kind of thinking that that's about the time frame that they'll be here this time. They kind of know how to do the work, excuse me, so they might do it quicker. But he is just let me know when we're ready to move forward, and then he'll get a crew together to get started.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Let's move that to the board with a recommendation to approve.
Backwards.
Did you want that to go to the board?
What's that?
It's within his ability.
Okay. So then we're good to go.
All right, great.
Let's get it done.
Thank you.
Short agenda today, director and staff comment. Staff, anything?
I don't have anything at this time.
Marty, anything?
I was curious about an old subject, which was transferring the land at the Wooden Bridge. What's the status of that?
Well, we just received the title report.
Oh.
And so I think we could... I still have some discussions with our attorney.
Okay.
We need the prep paperwork for the transfer.
So it's still...
So we could either, I could take it to the board if we can move fast enough, or I could take it to improvements again and then to the board in March.
I think the mere fact we're moving forward is good.
So
do what you think's best.
Yeah. I'll just, I don't know how fast the prep paperwork is going to take, so I think we'll safely just take it to improvements in March.
Okay. That's it.
And I don't have anything, so that leads us to adjournment. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
That was good.